Over the weekend, a tornado flattened the southeastern Nebraska town of Hallam, damaging or destroying every home in a town with a population of 300. At least one person was killed, several others were injured, and this entire town has been temporarily sealed off and evacuated. The medical reporter for the Lincoln Journal-Star, Mark Anderson, was allowed into Hallam for an assessment of the damage. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you just describe what Hallam looks like?
It looked like a little bombed-out village. The trees, anything larger than about 6-8 inches has been snapped off. The trees just look like corpses that had been mutilated, and every square yard of ground is covered with bits of debris, shattered wood, pieces of insulation that have been pushed into the mud, and it's just a mess.
And when we say that every house has been damaged or destroyed, that's like serious damage here. There's nothing standing?
Nothing standing from what I saw. I've heard that there are some houses that are still standing, but that you don't know if they've got a roof on them or that their garage may be gone. But most of the homes were destroyed. Churches were destroyed, businesses. There may be a bank that's still sound, but not much.
What do people do for a living in this town with a population of 300?
A lot of them travel or work in Lincoln or Beatrice or a small town named Crete that's nearby. A lot of working people making about $50,000 to $75,000 a year. About a quarter of the city are kids. People who may have a manufacturing job, but like to live in a small town community, probably like what they grew up in.
Now, these families have been sheltered temporarily in school gymnasiums nearby, but you have to wonder if this town is ever going to return to normal.
You do. Some of them have already moved into relatives' homes and probably won't be in the gymnasium very long, but you look at the town and you wonder if they can really rebuild that. They would have to start over almost completely from scratch.
You get a chance to talk to some of the survivors?
I did. I talked to one man who works in a state mental institution. He had stood at the top of the stairs and waited for the tornado to come, heard the sound go quiet, and then went downstairs and joined his family, praying and crying. His 12-year-old boy was saying that they were going to die. He said it over and over and over. And then he heard the sounds of air whistling through his false ceiling in the basement and thought, oh, I wonder why there's air in the house. He walked outside. He was the neighbor of the one woman who died. And said he could look over. He could hear sounds from around the neighborhood of muffled cries for help. His concern was for his family. He was barefoot. There was glass. There was the smell of gas and anhydrous ammonia from fertilizers. There was downed electrical lines, and he wanted to get his family out.
I'm sorry, when he said he wondered why there was air in the house, why there was air in the ceiling of the basement, was that because the house above was gone?
House above was gone. And he said it just didn't occur to him that that's what was going on. He was just thinking, oh, I wonder why there's air. His mind just wouldn't permit itself to think about what was going on.
Well, it's hard to think about it now. Mr. Anderson, thanks very much.
Oh, you bet.
Mark Anderson is a medical reporter for the Lincoln Journal-Star in Nebraska, where the town of Hallam was destroyed over the weekend.